This is Daily Discipleship with guest hosts Fran and Jill Shaka. Today, we continue our special series on Relating to Teens. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Fran and Jill Shaka.
I heard a great comment the other day. Kids are like 100% cotton. Takes a lot of work to make it look nice. As parents, most of that work ends up on our shoulders.
Oh, we entrust the schools with what's called the formal curriculum, reading skills, math, history, etc., etc. But the informal curriculum is learned at home. This is the nonverbal communication, our spontaneous interaction, our lifestyle, values. And I think of these, the most important is values. Values are learned at home.
Kids are perceptive. Nothing escapes them. That's why as parents it's doubly important to give them consistent messages about values. What do you say about speeding? And then, how fast you drive? How about respect for authority? What do you say about political figures, your pastor, your boss?
Kids look for how we respond, our first reaction in a difficult situation. What do your kids believe that you believe? You need to ask them because what you really believe isn't always the same as what they think you believe.
Kids are spiritually stimulated by their parents' lives. God wants our own spiritual life to be a source of curiosity to our kids. As you live your life, teach your kids.
And don't be afraid to let your kids see you fail. You set a powerful example when you admit you're wrong. Have you ever apologized to your children when you blew it with them? Boy, I remember one time when our kids were young, I took them to the town carnival, and there were height requirements for the rides, and my youngest son was about an inch shorter than the limit. He was heartbroken. I felt so bad for him. So I told him when we went to the next ride to gradually inch onto his tiptoes and see if they'd let him in. Well, so much for all the talks on honesty. He got caught, of course. And when he was getting into bed that night, I talked to him about what I told him to do, and I explained that I was wrong. Then I apologized to my son. You know, by admitting my failure, my son really saw that I ultimately value honesty.
Why is all this important? Because Jesus said that when everyone is fully taught, they'll be just like their teacher. The value system your child takes into adulthood begins with you. Don't misunderstand, we're not talking perfection. None of us are perfect. Strive for consistency with your kids. And when you make a wrong turn, apologize. Above all, be real. Children can spot hypocrisy a mile away. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.